Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Investing. I am Tim Diesel. Today we're going to talk about the due diligence process. Now, this is lengthy and there may be a lot of things that you have questions on that aren't necessarily covered. So reach out to us online, www.dieselcommercial.com. And I would be more than happy to answer all your questions, and we'll definitely make sure that if you need any kind of special assistance, we get that taken care of for you. All right. So at this stage, we're in contract, and usually have an inspection period of, let's suppose it's 30 days before our money goes hard. Now, just to clarify that the inspection period does not necessarily have anything to do with your closing date. I get that question a lot. If your contract can be 90 days and your inspection period may be 30 days or your due diligence period, you may also have a financing contingency in there as well. When I negotiate deals on behalf of my clients or for myself or my group, I try to give them a little wiggle room. If I know there are some things that could trip up their deal, I usually have them resort to one of the contingencies to try to get out instead of losing any money, because you don't want them losing deposit money for something that can be avoided. After the inspection time, you don't want to lose your deposit and think, okay, well, I just lost a deposit. Well, you lost a lot more than that, because you let a whole lot of time go by, and then let's not add insult to injury. So what I usually do, and this is just my thing, I'm trying to give you guys as much information as I possibly can, I put in the LOI, the contract does not start until I have all the information I need to do a proper due diligence. And that's in all my clients' contract. I try to get that in there all the time. Write that in there. Otherwise, you're going to get all the information a week later, and for sure it's going to slow up the process. Let me clear things up a little bit. Whatever you put in the LOI, if you want to have verified financial information, whatever's in there, it needs to be in your hands before that clock is ticking. So you need to have that information. And I've seen it so many times, 5 days of the inspection period are just wasted waiting to get the information. That shouldn't be a problem at all. Send out an email, let everybody know what's going on and where you're standing. And let's get everybody involved if you have to. Make things happen. You got to get the information. Usually after about 2 weeks, I always advise get out of the deal, because that's a sign something is wrong. Brokers are going to give you a lot of pushback on this all the time, but don't let them. My clients get all the information they can as soon as they can so we can underwrite the deal properly. Now, because you have to think about this for a second. If you're selling a property, if you have a building you want to market, the odds are you have all the financial information somewhere. It's not the kind of thing that should take you 2 weeks to dig up. I mean, you have this stuff. So if your CPA is taking care of your books, email him, have him send it out to you. There is a way to get this, the information. There should not be an excuse for it to take that long. So definitely make sure, that's a real big tip, your contract does not start until you have everything to start the deal. Now, let's talk about financing first, and I'll finish up with the types of properties and the best way to tackle those. If you're purchasing with cash, then there is no contingency period. So pay attention to the due diligence period there. If you're financing the deal, and let's focus on conventional financing. I'll talk about seller financing in another segment, because that's its own episode. You need to get that term sheet from the lender before your financing contingency is over. Let's suppose it's 45 days. If you can't get a loan in 45 days, well, there's no deal. So you want to be able to have some wiggle room in there. And it could be you have 30 days to do your physical inspection. You have 45 days to do your financing. So that's not 30 on top of 45. That's after 45 days, if you can't get financing on the deal and you're past your 30-day due diligence period, well, you still have an out because you can't get the financing you need. So it's not, the deal didn't fall apart because you were the reason. It fell apart for some other reasons out of your control. And most of the time, financing, it's, who knows, right? It could be all kinds of things. But you want to try to avoid as much out-of-pocket costs as possible. Now, types of properties. I primarily work with multifamily transactions. And I usually tell clients, listen, we might be able to put this under contract as early as next week. Start lining up your inspectors. Start lining up whoever is going to go out there. So if we notice there's something wrong with the roof, we need to start talking to two or three roofers because they need to go out there relatively soon. There's some things maybe we don't see. Try to have those guys ready as soon as you can. If you are buying a retail office warehouse property, you're not going to get the leases typically until you're in contract. So it's not the kind of thing where they just put the rent roll online. Rent roll, you're probably going to get that. Not too much trouble. If somebody has a 3 or a 5 or 10 year lease, you're not going to see those terms. You might see the lease term. How long are they in there? But you're not going to see the entire lease. So try, if you only have 30 days, then you really need to have, or it could be 60 days, whatever it is, you need to have all this stuff going. You cannot let a week or two go by and you're just kind of waiting around. You really got to get the process moving here. So I hope that was helpful. If you have any more questions or anything I didn't cover, please reach out to us and we'll be glad to help you. Thank you for listening.